Introduction to How It Happened. Not everything I do works out. I had it in my head in June 1978 to write a mock history of the world in a series of funny scenes, largely because I had thought up what seemed to me to be a very funny scene to begin with. Unfortunately, the funny scene I had thought up for the beginning was the only funny scene I could evolve, so I gave up the project. I called the beginning of the book that didn't pan out How It Happened, offered it to George Sithers, and it appeared in the spring 1979 AsFam. Story 9. How It Happened. My brother began to dictate in his best oratorical style, the one which has the tribes hanging on his word. "In the beginning," he said, "exactly 15.2 billion years ago, there was a big bang, and the universe..." But I had stopped writing. 15 billion years ago? I said incredulously. "Absolutely," he said. "I'm inspired." "I don't question your inspiration," I said. "I had better not. He's 3 years younger than I am, but I don't try questioning his inspiration. Neither does anyone else, or there's hell to pay." "But are you going to tell the story of the creation over a period of 15 billion years?"
"I have to," said my brother. "That's how long it took. I have it all in here." He tapped his forehead. "And it's on the very highest authority."
By now I had put down my stylus. "Do you know the price of papyrus?" I said.
"What?"
He may be inspired, but I frequently noticed that the inspiration didn't include such sordid matters as the price of papyrus. I said, "Suppose you describe 1 million years of events to each roll of papyrus. That means you'll have to fill 15,000 rolls. You'll have to talk long enough to fill them, and you know that you begin to stammer after a while. I'll have to write enough to fill them, and my fingers will fall off. And even if we can afford all that papyrus, and you have the voice, and I have the strength, who's going to copy it? We've got to have a guarantee of 100 copies before we can publish, and without that, where will we get royalties from?" My brother thought a while. He said,
"You think I ought to cut it down?"
"Way down," I said, "if you expect to reach the public."
"How about 100 years, he said.
"How about 6 days, I said. He said, horrified,
"You can't squeeze creation into 6 days.
I said, "This is all the papyrus I have. What do you think?"
"Oh, well," he said, and began to dictate again. "In the beginning..."
"Does it have to be 6 days, Aaron?" I said firmly, "6 days, Moses."